Talk to me a little bit tonight. You know, when you come into Utica, you know, always know it's a gritty, hard team to play against. Mm-hmm. Like pests like Archibald, they keep getting guys' faces, getting their crease a lot. What do you feel your guys do well tonight?
Well, we knew what kind of game that they wanted to play. We knew that they wanted to get the puck deep in our zone and then get on the forecheck and then use their big bodies to protect the puck and create some zone time. And having said that, I thought what we did well tonight, we had a bunch of shots. We had 38 shots on net. Demko was really good. We had some good scoring chances, and we kind of hurt ourselves a little bit, shot ourselves in the foot, especially on their first goal. We were leading 1-0, and we have a power play, and we get scored on instead of making it 2-0. And we did, we battled back. It was 2-1 for them, and then we tied it up at 2-2, and then the third goal at the end of the second period, really hurt us.
What do you feel? Put together nice 3 wins last week, two tough teams with Toronto and Utica this week. It's, going forward into tomorrow night, I'm sure there's confidence that your team can.
Well, we have to bounce back. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. Tonight, is an example that the game's not won no matter what. When you start the game, you got to be ready to compete, which I thought we did. But at the same time, we cannot, shoot ourselves in the foot by taking, bad penalties. I thought it was a bad penalty for their fourth goal. So if we keep it 3-2, it's easier to battle back after that than when you're down 2 goals.
It was the first night that David Brohl was in the lineup for a little while. How do you feel his game was tonight?
It was fine. He tried to set the tone early with his fight with Arsenault, and he had some good plays offensively, and he was fine. He'll be in again tomorrow.
Any update? Aaron wasn't out for the third.
He got dinged up a bit, in the hit by Arsenault again, and he didn't come back in the third, so he'll probably be out tomorrow. Okay, thank you.